From what source do we receive our civil liberties and civil rights? And what is the difference? Hi, I'm Rex Rogers, and this is episode number 140 of Discerning What is Best, a podcast applying unchanging biblical principles in a rapidly changing world and a Christian worldview to current issues in everyday life. We hear a lot on social media about rights and sometimes liberties. Generally, the trend is to argue for more perceived rights for one group or another. But rarely is the word rights defined, and even more rarely is the word liberties understood or distinguished. A cornucopia of new rights, or should I say demands, are now promoted, all in the name of addressing some perceived discriminatory wrong, or increasing the quality of life, or living our best life now, but most often simply trying to liberate us from traditional moral standards now considered restrictive and oppressive. People put their faith in government to provide these rights, to give us our narcissistic due by the power of legal coercion or protection. Perhaps not realizing that if indeed government can give us certain rights, then government can also take them away. Now, the terms civil rights and civil liberties are often used synonymously or interchangeably, but their meanings are distinct. Both words are used in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution. Civil liberties are identified in the Bill of Rights, here called rights. They are similar to what is referred to as human rights, or natural rights, those that adhere to human beings as gifts of God or designations of nature. Civil liberties are inviolable, or in the words of the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Civil liberties, called rights in the Declaration, are unalienable, meaning they cannot justly be taken away by some human power. And government is designed to secure these rights, not to grant them, but to secure them. This is a critical distinction lost on contemporary politics. Civil liberties concern the actual basic freedoms. Civil rights concern the treatment of an individual regarding certain rights. Civil liberties are not granted by government, as we said earlier, but are guarantees against government taking them away. Civil liberties are protections against government action. Civil liberties restrain governments. They list what governments cannot do. The United States federal, state, or local governments did not give us our civil liberties. They are gifts of God, natural or human rights, ours by birthright. Civil liberties are enumerated in the U.S. Declaration of Independence, including life and liberty. In the U.S. Constitution Bill of Rights, the Founding Fathers expanded on these unalienable rights to include freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, or to petition the government for redress of grievances, the 14th Amendment's due process, the 6th Amendment's right to a fair trial, equal treatment under the law, and right to own property. Civil rights lists what governments must do, and have been expanded over time through what's called positive actions of government. For example, the 13th Amendment ending slavery in 1865. The 15th Amendment granting male citizens the right to vote regardless of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. The 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution in 1920 giving women the right to vote. And the Civil Rights Act of 1964 or the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Civil rights include the right to vote, right to public education, or right to access public facilities, employment, housing. More recently, a right to privacy and the legalization of same-sex marriage have been added to the American understanding of basic rights. In liberal democracies, civil liberties or natural rights predate and are a priori to governments. It is enormously important to recognize and remember this, particularly in this time when a number of big government philosophies are ascendant. and people frequently call for government to alter basic liberties according to their proclivities. And it's also a time like the 2020's pandemic panic, in which state governments, via overreaching governors, issued orders upon orders, telling citizens what to do, and in a number of cases, limiting their civil liberties. People argue for more government to create more of what they consider rights. Several countries, for example, now make abortion on demand a right protected by their constitutions. Canada, South Africa, Uruguay, Nepal, India, to name a few. Today, a newer set of perceived rights are being vigorously promoted by leftist progressives, or so-called social justice warriors, including a right to be free from pain, a right to die, right not to be hungry, a right to dignity, a right to safety, right to fair rent, a right to asylum, a right to cultural and minority rights of indigenous peoples, a right to housing, even if a squatter who has moved into someone else's property and now is protected and legally cannot be evicted, a right of criminally convicted men identifying as women to be placed in women's prisons, a right to transgender surgery, a right to water and sanitation, immigrant rights, and many more. Indeed, the list is endless because every time someone thinks of something he or she does not have, but desires, argues it is their right, i.e. demands that government grant it. It's not that all of these things are necessarily bad or wrong, though some are clearly unbiblical. But it is that the idea is lost that because something is desired does not make it a right that must be guaranteed by government. Any of us would wish to be free from pain, for example, and some among us suffer miserably. But is it a right to be free from pain? Where does God's providence fit into this idea? Equality before the law or equal opportunity are one thing, meaning all stand on their own merits, talent, vision, and work ethic. But equity of condition in society, i.e. the contemporary definition of fair, means that all must be the same, leveled. It's the classic Marxist perspective of the haves versus the have-nots, oppressor versus oppressed, a philosophy based not upon freedom of honest enterprise, but upon envy, entitlement, coercion, and legalized theft. Now, once God is tossed from the equation, anything goes, and American culture has done just this in my lifetime. G.K. Chesterton reputedly said, "When people cease to believe in God, they do not believe in nothing, but in anything." This is what we have now. Everyone does that which is right in his own eyes. For example, immigrant rights have absorbed criminal rights, resulting in illegal aliens pursuing whatever lawlessness they please, then claiming rights that protect them against prosecution and justice. One flaw in this argument is that if they are illegal, then they have no U.S. civil liberties or civil rights because they are not citizens of this country. Rights plucked from the air are the currency of American politics and culture, with little or no consideration of responsibility or liberty. The United States Constitution and its Bill of Rights may not be perfect, but no other civil documents create a governmental system more protective and more supportive of individual liberty. This is the precious heritage we are fast losing in the chaos currently allowed by the ruling class. Well, we'll see you again soon. This podcast is about discerning what is best. If you find this thought-provoking and helpful, follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Download an episode for your friends. For more Christian commentary, check my website, REXM as in Martin, that's RexMRogers.com. And remember, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm.